Welcome to Back Porch Pilgrimage, Episode 5. Thank you for joining me on the journey. In 1987, the Scottish band The Proclaimers released what would prove to be their big one-hit wonder. In the song, the protagonist proclaims his undying devotion to his beloved by delineating the distance his love would carry him. But I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more, just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. While many of us might appreciate the poetic hyperbole so common in love songs, I have to admit, as I walked the Camino, I often found myself thinking, did any of the members of that band ever actually attempt such a feat? Did they walk 500 miles? Here in the United States, to drive 500 miles via interstate would take somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 hours. A year ago today, my friend Jim and I had been walking the Camino for 3 days. We arrived in Pamplona, having traversed a bit over 40 miles. 3 days, and we had not even covered 10% of the distance. But the point of the walk for pilgrims isn't to see how fast you can get to Santiago. The walk is all about slowing down, to see the world around you, to see the people with whom you're traveling, and to listen for how God may be speaking to your own soul in the process. Granted, in a world of hyperconnection, with the expectation we will receive a response to our text message in a matter of seconds, slowing down doesn't come particularly easy. Along the way, I noticed many a pilgrim who got impatient with albergue check-in procedures or having to wait more than 5 minutes in a line at a local cafe for their morning coffee. Our stressed out, gotta have it yesterday habits, they're hard to change. Turns out, we aren't just in a hurry to get replies to our texts and emails or be served our morning coffee or get quickly to our destination when traveling. We are often in a hurry to get our spiritual needs met as well. We want God to operate on our schedule as we attempt to fit a bit of prayer or a snippet of scripture into a 10-minute quiet time. We are often frustrated that we devote a couple of hours a week to worship and church activities, yet any progress in our spiritual lives seems glacial at best. And yet, spiritual wisdom can't be condensed to a tweet or a text or a catchy worship song. The contours of the spiritual life are revealed over the course of a lifetime of walking with God each and every day. One of the many lessons I learned along the Camino is there is no substitute for the cumulative effect of a daily practice, even if on any given day progress seems minimal or even non-existent. The way of life we call being Christian has never been about speed. We don't measure ourselves by how far we have to go, but rather how far we've already come with God's help. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, St. Luke reflects upon the early days of Christian community. After the euphoria of a one-day street revival on the day of Pentecost, when 3,000 new converts were added to the church, a communal rhythm of life seems to have developed fairly quickly. Luke writes, "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. How do you walk 500 miles? One step at a time. How do you grow your spiritual life? One moment of prayer, one verse of scripture, one meal, and one conversation at a time. The spiritual life isn't about heroics, but about faithfulness. Trust God. Trust the path trod by all those who have gone before us. This isn't flashy or high tech, but it's more than enough. Be well. Keep walking.